get instructed, to get corrected, to learn of the evidence of the gospel. We come with a simple heart again today. We say we will not live the same way we came. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you. Have your seats. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Avasta gavanda masta gavinda sta gavindos. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Rakim, where's the phone you picked there? Come on. Ah, yes, to Bati Keste. Oh, glory to God. How are you doing today? How are you doing today? Thank you, thank you. Well done, well done. 2 Timothy 3:15. 2 Timothy 3:15. Or than that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Our scripture. Is there anyone not looking at his Bible? All scripture is given. Amen. So you see that word is given. That word is cleverly put there. You know, to tell you that the scripture has one thing to teach. They are not different. There are no different doctrines from the scripture. There are no different evidences we derive from the scripture. It is. It's singular. So all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. Amen. Say, Lenny. Is of God. Say, Lenny. Is of God. Amen, amen. Lenny is of God. Lenny is godly. Lenny is honorable. It's honorable to learn of God. Is godly. Scriptures are given to us for doctrine. Doctrine there, the didaskalia, it means learning, for learning. Doctrinal learning is not just a youthful exuberance. It is good. It is acceptable. Amen, amen. It is good. It's a good thing to God that you learn God's word. Now, let me start. No, this is what we have been saying for a while. So also, doctrinal learning is not just about do's and don'ts. It's not just about tossing the head of men up and down. This way, that way. No, it's not about do's and don'ts. Praise God. Are you with me? It's not about ordering men around. That's not doctrinal learning. It's not just about ordering men around. Nope. That's method of do's and don'ts. That is a pattern after the law. Hebrews chapter 8. That's a pattern after the law. Because if you are not with a church note, you should have an app on your phone with which you should take notes. Or else that means you don't value the purpose of the church. Church is for learning. Must take notes so I can go back home, look at it again. Thank you. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 11. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying what? Know the law. Why? For what? For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. So what did I tell you about that initial part? That teaching every man his brother and every man his neighbor, saying know the Lord. What's that? Huh? That is a pattern of training, of teaching under the law. Like, it's not saying in the New Testament church that there will be no teaching. Yeah, it's not saying in the New Testament church there will be no instruction. But there's a pattern of do's and don'ts under the law that we don't observe yet. So rather than just tell people to, imagine, think about that Numbers 13 or so scenario again. It's Numbers 13 when serpents were biting them. Moses just said, he just made a brazen serpent. He said, hey, guy, if you look at this serpent, what will happen? You will leave. He explained to them. But do you think Moses knew more than he said? Yes. He definitely knew more than he said. Jesus now came with that same scenario in John 3:14-15. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the what? Son of man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth on him will not perish but have everlasting life. So that means before, he just told them that, yes, do this, just look up and you what? You'll be healed. He didn't explain why. That's why scripture that says he made his way known to Moses and his what? His acts to the children of Israel. But guess what? That is not what God did. That is Moses. Because Moses is their pastor. So Moses, knowing the ways of God, he should have taught them the ways of God. Now, I've taught you under, that should be under, maybe can that be wrong, that one major sin of Moses is to hide the truth from people. Amen. Amen. Of course, we know it's due to the hardness of their hearts, but yet, he could have persevered, he could have been more patient with them to drill down truth to them. Rather, he just hide the ways of God from them, and he was just showing them the acts, the dramas of God. So in the church, there is learning. It's not just telling you to pray without telling you why we pray. We don't tell you to preach without telling you why we preach. We don't tell you that, hey, yes, we are going to a new territory without telling you why. There must be why. It must be explained. Saints are not robots that you just be tossing, tossing. No, you train them. You teach them. You instruct them by learning. By learning. Like I love to say, they should be able to ask every member of Edifying Assembly the same question at different times in different places, and everybody should respond with same answer. Via learning. Via learning. Not via manipulation, via learning. Thank you for listening. So, doctrinal learning is, or let me say, doctrine is learning about salvation through faith in Christ. That cannot change. Because everything else that we are going to do, we are going to do with the aid of doctrine, which is learning about salvation through faith in Christ. Amen, amen. Glory, glory to God. Rush to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Let me explain something for you. Please, I beg you all to open this. 2 Timothy 2, 18 and 19. That is what cannot change. Now, if you just read verse 19, you will be wondering that what is Paul referring to? Are you there? Okay, 19 says, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knoweth them that is, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. So what is the seal of the foundation of God? What is the seal of the foundation of God? Huh? Like I've always told you, you will not see the answer on my face. Look at the scripture. What is the seal? What is that seal? What is the seal? Lord, when them that are is. If you just read like that, you will not get what he's saying. Just let's start from a verse before. Are you with me? So let's read verse 18 together. Oh, okay, no, 18 is not good. Now let's start from verse 16. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Are you there? 17, yes. And their words we eat as doth a canker, of whom is Amenos and Philetus. 18, who concerning the truth have heard, saying what? That the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God started sure, having the same seal. What is the seal of the foundation of God? The resurrection of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's his seed. So, actually, if we are to get up a new chapter and verse now, a new verse should start after this seal. Can you see that in your Bible? After that seal is what? It's a full stop, right? Can you see it? Can you see it, Abi? What are you now? It's come out in your Bible, Abi. But in my own Bible, it's full stop. How many of you have full stop? You're only full stop. You're entering heaven. Semicolon, you're in L. Yes, anyone? Amen. So that it should stop there. He now said, the Lord knowing them that are his, and let everyone that named the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Which iniquity? What? Be specific. Which false doctrine? Yes? To say jargons about the resurrection of Christ, right?
which is in verse 18. So now, this is where I'm going. He called the resurrection the foundation of God. What is foundation? Any civil engineer here? How important is a foundation to a building? Is there any building possible without a foundation? Hallelujah. Is it possible to have a building without a foundation? How? You see a foundation. Just that foundation is weak. You get what I'm saying? She was trying to say that what if we didn't dig the ground, we just put the block there. That is still a foundation. Only that what? It's a what? Weak foundation. But what we are saying now is the foundation of God is what? The resurrection of Jesus. That is doctrine. So it's on that one that we build every other thing. That is why you will see that everything we teach you stems from resurrection. Stems from the doctrine. Resurrection. Salvation. So, therefore, if we are going to give evidence, we will use doctrine. With doctrine, you will give evidence. That means you will give proof to a concept. If you, for instance, I so much believe that if you truly understand salvation, you will not have a problem with the character of God. If you truly understand salvation, you will not have issues with if God can kill or not. Because that is the foundation. Aya. If you truly understand what of things of the Spirit, ministry gifts, offices, all based on what? The resurrection of Jesus. Hallelujah. So that is why we do what we do here. Also, so that is, I was explaining evidence. That means if you want to give evidence to a concept, you must start from where? Yes, which is the doctrine, right? Doctrine is salvation through faith in Christ Jesus, which is obtainable in the resurrection of Jesus, right? So if you are going to talk about, so if you are going to give evidence as touching any Bible topic, you must start from where? Salvation. If you are going to correct, with the same doctrine, which is salvation through faith in Christ. If you are going to instruct in righteousness, we instruct based on what we have taught you. We correct you based on what we have taught you. We will instruct you, make you better, give you evidence based on the same salvation through faith in Christ. Let me wait for you to catch up. If you are going to correct a believer, correct him or her with his or her reality. Sorry, this is love, not the word pattern. Series 2 pattern. Amen, amen. Now see that verse 17. Evidence, for reproof, for what? After reproof, what's the next word? Correction, right? And what? Why did this Paul just said scripture is given for doctrine? Full stop. Why correction? Why instruction? That means you are not just going to teach a man's salvation and you end there. No. We don't teach you and we leave you to make decisions. For instance, let me say it again. We don't teach you and we later leave you to take decisions on your own. No. We teach you, then we instruct you, go and preach. For instance, maybe evangelism right now. We teach you what evangelism is according to the word. Then we say what? Oh yeah, go. That is instruction, right? Are you with me? You know, the guy in 1 Corinthians 5, 1 Corinthians 6 that we studied, we didn't just tell him that his body is the temple of God. We tell him, give him exegesis. Then we what? Correct. Did you get me? That means it's not about just teach them the word. Leave them to make what? Their decisions. Yeah, you saw Larry right now. He came to church, just
one bottle on the right, one ganja on the left. Just say, okay. Say, I'm in Christ. Say, I'm born again. Say, I'm live. Sorry. Say, I'm holy. Amen. Lord bless you. Go in peace. No.
After you have taught him doctrine, what will you say? Man of God, drop your bottle. Amen.
Do you get me?
Now, the only point is that to teach him doctrine may take time, right?
Doctrine may not be just immediate.
You know, 1 Corinthians 5 and 6, don't forget Paul has been relating with these people, not today, right? He was their pastor before he left and to somewhere to Ephesus, right? That is Acts 18 and Acts 19. You get me?
So that means, as you are teaching doctrine, you also instruct.
Never leave your disciples without instruction. You have someone, like we are studying this place, Love Not the World. You have one that is always, anytime you meet him or her, he's always playing nice, or he's always playing Jaru on his phone. You will teach him, then you instruct him. You are giving your mind to nonsensical things.
Hallelujah.
And some of us, we love to just let people just, that's not Bible. Bible is not, this is tutoring. Amen. Just like if you have a child that you are bringing up, as you teach him what the right thing to do, you also tell him, don't go there. It's not, no, there is fire. See, it's us, there is fire. Full stop. No, there is fire. So what? Don't go there. Say instruction. Say correction. Say yes with doctrine. That's the point. We use doctrine for everything.
Now, also, we don't instruct and correct without didaskalia. That means without learning.
What I just finished explaining is that we don't teach you without instructing you. Also, we don't instruct and correct without learning. Without doctrine. That will be manipulation. You understand? That will be what? Manipulation.
Not that I would say, yeah, you, Pastor, get, go and preach. Hilary, don't marry that girl.
Which one? I ask him, why, sir? I say, keep quiet. Unquestionable, I am here. I am your pastor. Something like that. That is manipulation. You get me? That means you don't just instruct without telling them why.
Glory, glory to God.
So we teach you, then we put your head on the right way. We teach people, then we withdraw them from the path of destruction.
Amen, amen. Praise God.
So you can see that a church is not just in your presence, everything goes. No, everything does not go. It's not going at all. Where is it going?
Oh, well.
That is why these trainings that we do here are of God. Say trainings. Come on, speak. Say trainings are of God. The way we cause you to learn, to study, to be corrected, to be instructed, don't outgrow it. Don't outgrow it. Don't grow wings that they can't talk to you. Don't outgrow instruction. Don't outgrow correction. Don't outgrow instruction in righteousness.
I wrote this in my notes. Like, for instance, many Christian music ministers, not funded or launched from a church, most of them are into idolatry.
Take it from me. Most Christians and what they call it, music ministers that are not funded or launched from a local assembly, watch their life. They are all into idolatry.
Well, but now you know what I call idolatry.
Yeah. For fame, for money making, and they will see it as ministry.
John 17.
Oh, somebody is having issues with that.
Don't you know that songs are almost useless if you have not learned doctrine?
Don't know?
Since when have we been singing?
God is good, don't forget, And his love will never change. Help and span. God is good all the time, God is good. But who killed Herod?
God now. So that is good.
Amen. How long have we been singing? Plenty. No, look at our hymns. Plenty nice hymns. Oh God. Especially during Easter, right? Remember them? Those nice hymns that teaches eternal salvation.
Born to raise the sons of men, born to give them second birth. After Herod did they sing, glory to.
We sing, just sing, wow. Say, born to raise the sons of men, born to give them second birth. We don't believe it.
And someone, no, me, I have classical background, and you are being all these things for a long while.
Plenty classical songs like that.
That hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
You know the English? English!
Come on, don't.
And that's what I said, the war is as ended. The trouble, everything finished.
Hallelujah.
Yet, now come and say, Bilal cannot go to you. Say, ah! We just sang it.
Please write this in your notes in case you have a nice voice which is pushing you towards something called Christian music ministry.
Music ministry can only be possible, can only be fruitful as a result of a word ministry.
Yes, people, because you know, in music we have mixed keyboard, mixed instrument, mixed bass, drums, sas, processors, everything,
mix IJEZ, mix all of them. All 20 eggs together. You were a TikTok. Everybody's there. Amen.
So it's easy to be carried away. In fact, the choir rope is enough to carry some of us away.
Hallelujah. You just see all of them, they just line up like the host of heaven. Boo, boo. Say, a 10,000 mass choir. Say, yeah. The mass. What is mass in the choir? One person can sing and bless. What is that? Go and preach. What is 10,000 doing there? Go and preach. Is it that the more the better? Have you? I don't understand. Yeah?
You understand what you say? Anybody? The sand. I beg your request.
Have you heard Tokel Abi sing singles before? Tokel Abi? Our voice is more than what you are plenty. Hey, 10,000.
Blend. Waste of money. 10,000 microphones.
Music ministry. Most of them, they're into idolatry. Where are you? I'm a music minister. I'm waiting for invitation. Go to your street. Go and be singing. Go and be singing up and everybody doing it. That's music ministry. Sing the word. Sing Ephesians 1 to Ephesians 6. Sing everything.
John 17, Jerry. How will you not sing Oruka Jason?
Have you sung that before?
This is the name of Jesus that makes my head to swear.
A song whose inspiration was from Bia Palo.
Do you know?
No, there's a song before that one. Later, they now put Oruko Jesu to replace the alcohol there before. You know what I'm saying? It's like you are saying, NSC is what shocks my head. Now remove the NSC, put Jesus there. Amen.
child. It's not fair. It's not fair. What we have done to ministry in the name of call, say, Pastor so-so is coming now. Oh, see people. We just say, hey, music minister is coming. What will happen? What will happen? In fact, put 5K as tip here. Get fee. Try it for what? Just try it. You see three people. Your wife, boo-boo, maybe bookie. Amen. Even you. My wife was there, Pastor, 5K. Wow. Yeah. Just hear. He just puts the head up. Just say, Donald McClucky. Yeah. Are you fine? Who's there? That is idol. Amen. And they just say, they are coming. Pastor, what can I do, sir? How can I assist the ministry? It's not fair. It's idolatry. Amen. That's the point. Let your music ministry be an extension of a fruitful word ministry. Not a fruitless one. That's another one. Fruitful word ministry. Praise God. John 17. You have been opening since? So, I wrote something in my notes. See, I put it this way, your in Christ leader can ask you questions about, you know, I'm talking about instruction and correction, right? Your in Christ leader, he can ask you, what do you do for a living? Where do you get your money? Where do you go after work? Which friends do you keep? These are things that makes people fruitless in ministry. Which friends do you keep? What do you listen to? Let's check your YouTube. What do you listen to? Emoji. Say love not the word. John 17 from verse 1. This word spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven. Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. Amen. Praise God. Think about verse 2. Look at the Bible. Don't look at me. Nobody looks at me in this church. Look at verse 2. Read it literally. What does it look like? Which doctrine does it look like? Huh? Stand up. You that you appreciate, you wrote it. Let's read verse 2 again. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many. That means, if you're not chosen, you cannot come to Jesus. You understand? So God must choose you, then you come to Jesus, then he will give you what? Eternal life. Say, voila. So, but of course, you know better in this place. God's word, God has just throw that topic there. It will think just fall down. So, who are those that God has given the Son? Men that believe. Simple. Men that believe. So, I call it man's action, but to God's glory. Man's action, but to God's glory. That means, if I believe the gospel, I am the one that believe though, but that is me saying I am chosen of God. Don't forget, as many as he foreknew, he predestinated that he may be conformed to the image of his Son, that he may be the firstborn among any brethren, whom he predestinated them, he also called, right? He called, right? Then, whom he called, you know what? He justified, and whom he justified, he was. So, what is the meaning of call? Inside call, there will be what? There will be choices. Say call. That means there is a call, right? So, you can either say yes, or what? Say no. So, the other 2 points, justification and glorification will be a result of saying yes to what? To the call. Just like we are writing that the box one is predestination in Christ, then I know foreknowledge in Christ to what? Predestination in Christ to what? Calling by the preacher, right? Huh?
Are you with me? So inside calling the preacher, then there will be two branches. God's way is straight. If you say yes, justification, there was glorification, right? But inside calling, if you say no, another branch. Are you with me? There will be what? Condemnation. Thank you. And that branch, that part is called what? This is unbelief, this is faith. So what is describing? Those people, they are only describing God's own part. God's part is, I foreknew you, predestinated you, called you, you said yes, justified, glorified. Because this other branch, that is not the what? Plan of God. She gets me. You need short body. If you say yes tomorrow, you, I mean, if you say one more yes, you will see it here tomorrow. Do you need to talk about it? Because I've been ascribing to bring to turn this thing to a whiteboard actually, and shall come to pass. Said the Lord, just call 60-60 in one of your exams. See what will happen. We'll bring down the dividing wall. Amen. We have a marker. Amen. And duster. That should be the cause of deception. I'm coming there gradually. For instance, who taught us that this is how church ought to be? This chairs. Are these not event chairs? Do you use this one inside lecture theater? Stella! Okay, verse 3, come on. I'm coming. The next advance, you see what we have. Amen. Glory, glory. Think you have escaped school, right? And this is eternal life. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God. Look at the Bible, John 17:3. This is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Amen. Praise God. So inside eternal life, there is learning. Please write that down. Inside eternal life, there is learning. There are things to know. Say, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Yes, eternal life is a destination, but yet in that destination, there is learning. In that destination called eternal life, there is yet learning. Thank you. Please look at the Bible. Don't get tired. I know you are fasting. I know you are tired. I mean, everybody, but just relax. Something done. I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou givest me to do. Are you there? And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thy own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. Verse 6, let's read. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world, that thine they were, and they have kept thy word. Amen. So let me say this way now. For instance, like my workers in this place, what will I call them? The ones that God gave me. Are you with me? Well, in that statement, will I find their choice inside? Come on. Because if I now, if you say, okay, analyze how God gave you. Then you will start saying, they wrote the exam. They came. They did it, right? I say, come and pray. What happened? They came. Come on, let's go and preach. What happened? They responded, right? But to summarize everything, once their own obedience have mixed up with the proposition, what will I say? God gave me this one. Is that clear, guys? So learn to respect Bible words that way. Like it will look like God just did something without human interference. But no. Say man's choice is always involved. Thank you. Which verse are we? Verse 6 now. Thank you. So, okay, yes, 7 now. So, I'm seeing it. Okay, let me explain something in verse 6 again. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou givest me out of the world. Out of the world. Thine they were, and thou glorifiest them. Sorry, and thou givest them me, and they have kept thy word. Say, I belong to God. Say, I already belong to God. No, that's what he's saying there. Like he said, they are yours. Say, I already belong to God. So now, what you are to do is to prove to the world, to show to Satan that you belong to God. Why are you coming to church like this? I am proving that I belong to God. You already belong to God when you are saved. Why are we doing discipleship? To show. to study, like he said to Timothy, study to show yourself approved. Approved by God. Come on to God. You show men that you are what? You are approved of God. When somebody like Benson Dowser said, if I be a man of God, let this and that happen. He is showing men that he has been what? Approved of God. He's not proving a point to God. We prove a point to the world that we are already approved of God. Do you get that, brother? So, Eugene, when you are tempted, for instance, it is to prove who you are. It is not God bringing you temptation, no. No. Let me say it again. When you are tempted, it is to prove who you are. It is not God bringing the temptation, but he gave you a nature that can overcome any temptation. 1 Corinthians 10:13. A nature. How do I overcome temptation? There is learning. There is learning in salvation.
Glory to God.
Learning. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Everybody open this.
Open. I must see you opening. Thank you. Emoji. Welcome.
1 Corinthians 10:13. There are no temptation taking you. Are you there? But that which is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to what? Bear it. Don't forget, be patient with Bible words. How does it look like there? Like God is bringing what? Temptation. Then God is also supplying you with the what? Way of escape. Say what a God. Hallelujah. But no, you must understand the construction. What he's saying there is your makeup. Say my makeup. So your makeup is God, not mascara. No, it's not what I'm saying. Your makeup is God's help in overcoming temptation. Who you are in Christ. Like, how does God provide a way of escape? Okay, let me say this way right now. How does God tempt man? It's a very bad word already. James 1:13 will just slap you on the face. But how does temptation comes? Because, for instance, okay, let me ask you this question. Persecution. How does it come? If you don't preach the gospel without temptation and persecution, so in God sending you to go and preach, what will happen? Persecution will come, right? So if I said, oh, Larry, sorry, I know it's God that is tempting you. What am I implying? God sent you to go and preach, but I know that this message will generate opposition, right? Right? Is it God that is walking inside the people who are opposing you? No, right? But he's sending you. Remember how we interpreted how God had inspired us? Remember? It's the same thing. So temptation generally, like he said, you are in the world, you are not of the world. That means he saved you and he didn't rapture you immediately. Oh, you get that? As he saved you, he didn't take you out immediately, right? That means you will be exposed to influences whom you have to go and preach to. So that is how God brings temptation our way. Sorry. You want to explain that kind of statement? That is how it happens. Because you are saved, yet you are in the world, but not of the world. Don't worry, you soon see it in John 17. Thank you. So, your makeup is God's help in overcoming temptation. Who you are in Christ. No temptation is stronger than you. No temptation is stronger than who you are in Christ. So you have to prove it. Hallelujah. You have to prove it. You have to show that you are a son of God. If you are not writing, you must be looking at your Bible. Don't look at me. You must show that you are a son of God. That you are the light of the world. Don't forget again, how does God make us free or cause us to escape temptation? Through learning. Learning. That your makeup includes learning. Your makeup. In eternal life, there is learning, right? Remember? Remember? Inside eternal life, there is learning. For instance, people are talking, maybe maybe in the lunch place, in your place of work, and this discussion is going sensual. You are taught of God to leave the place. That is one of the ways that God causes us to what? Overcome temptation. Are you getting me? It's not talking about one that you'll be seeing, like maybe a man just see, maybe in your work, you just see plenty of naked girls around you, you just say, I'm able. This is who I am. God is good. The learning in that place is flee. Amen. Praise God. It's godly. Say flee. It's godly. Simple. Say, I'm taught of God. Say, I'm taught of God to act correctly. The movie, you are watching a movie, things getting too graphic. Don't say, but I'm 80 now. No. Just say, no, I'm not 80. Say, not your own 18. Simple. Say, in Christ, I'm 3 years old. Say, just say 18. Just say, don't worry, I'm 3. Don't say, my name is Pastor Ezekiel. Nothing. They were. No, this is just to you. It will fragments, pictures, instances. We just we hang on your ear. One we hang. Waiting for expression. Amen. Praise God. Let them say, guys, no, you are an adult. Are you not an adult? Say, no, it's not me. I'm not. Say, keep. Say, I choose to keep my in Christ sanity. Go back to John 17 now. Thank you for understanding that. If anybody is daring you, you are a smuggler. Say, yes, thank you. I'm a smuggler. Be good. Don't say, who are you proving rubbish to? Are you with me? Praise God. Maintain your in Christ sanity. Maintain it. Verse 7. Now they have known that all things whatsoever thou hast given me are of thee. Look at your Bible. Why I throw my laptop on you? Verse 8. Sorry, not this one. For I have given unto them the words which thou givest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. Say, I'm a believer. Say, I'm born of God. Say, I'm born of the kingdom of God. So, lust, write this down, lust and untamed appetites, they are not kings in our kingdom. They don't rule our life. Lust and untamed appetites. Untamed appetites. They are not kings in our kingdom. They don't rule our life. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Glory to God. But he said, I have given unto them the words which thou gave me. What he gave us are the words of eternal life. Say, lust, do not rule my life. Say, untamed appetites, do not rule my life. Say, I'm not a slave to emotions. I am born of God. Verse 9, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou gavest me, for they are thine. Oh, glory to God. Amen, amen. See what he puts. He says, I pray for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. If you have believed the gospel, that your status cannot shame. You are God's. You belong to God. Amen? If you have believed the gospel, that status. Emoji, write it down. That is too elementary for you to write down, right? Come on. If you have believed the gospel, that your status cannot change. You are God's. You are God's. You belong to God. I am God's. I belong to God. Verse 10, and all mine are yours, are thine, and all yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Verse 11, and now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep true thy only name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. One as we are, right? That they may be one as we are, as we. Are you in verse 11? Let's read verse 11 again. Everybody wants to go? And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep true thy own name, those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one. Wow. That means, although they are saved, right? Although they already belong to me, they already belong to you, but there is still a keeping. Right? There is still a keeping that must be done. Because I thought they already belong to God. Why are you keeping again? Oh, he's talking about your mind, your meditation, your ambition. Your mind, your meditation, your ambition. Although you already belong to God, but you must still learn God's word. You must still learn God's word. That thing that we call a race of heaven, it's not a race to heaven, it's a race in heaven. Amen. There's a race in heaven, not a race to heaven. Thank you. So, how does God keep us in our mind? You renew your mind, your meditation, your ambition. Amen, amen. Some of you are yet to score, you have not scored 70 before in any of your exams in this place. And then you want to be saying, Pastor, you are a blessing. Don't be a blessing. I'm not a blessing. Ah, Pastor, you are God sent. Then one day a job opportunity will now come for you in a location that you know that God will not even follow you. And you say, Pastor, I want to pray for me. I know God's will be done. Pastor, just pray. And if you pray now, please can say that. Pastor, just pray. If you pray, if I go, I will just blow for me. And unfortunately for me, if you come to me in any good day, what will you just hear me say? Go. Just go, go, go. Just go. If I think, just go. That go is not, is rebellion for my own. Amen. That is idolatry. Hallelujah. You have things that has greater hold on your life than God's word. Who has relocated for more than a year here before because of God's word? Anybody? Practical session. You have relocated to a place, to a new place, and you stay in that new place for a year because of God's word. Let me see your hand. Okay, if you have relocated because of education, school, anybody, school or university, let me see your hand. Feel free, come on. Hands very well. Nobody here? Larry, okay. Oh, come on, you are brought down. Thank you. Hands down. You relocated because of a relationship. Let me see your hand. One. Amen. What of work moved you from a state to another? Let me see. But you saw a pastor you love in a place. How many of you relocated to go and meet him? 1 year and you are there. 1 year. Who? You see, check your priorities. Who does not like money? Who does not like good work? But that has become idolatry. Is the word everywhere? Deceive yourself. Go. Say the word is everywhere. Go to Dubai. You see the word there. In fact, the word is there. Hallelujah. As we step into the country, you see the word. The word will come and say, you are welcome. What's the word there?
Money.
Hey, go now. Thank you. Don't deceive yourself. Praise God. Say, I'm not caught by mammon. So let your mind be one with your reality. Please write that down. Let your mind be one with your reality. Write it down or type it, anyone you are using. You must write, oh. Let your mind be one with your reality. Are you really convenient with who you are in Christ? Yeah, Ephesians 1. Are you convenient with it? Or you love to update it? Or you love to change the adjectives there, the prepositions there? Don't make idolatry in your pursuit of things your emphasis. Your emphasis. Be careful of your intercourse with the world. Be careful of your intercourse with the world. Be careful. Be careful of it. Don't make idolatry out of things.
Of course, some people actually relocated because of God's word to this place. Because they are yet to clock a year. Are you with me? So we are not sure if when the floods come tomorrow and the winds come next tomorrow, say, Pastor! Ah! Everybody, right? You escape. Back to the Milky Way. Big Bolaji. Amen. How do you sing it again? Before you go, he says something. No, say the way he said it. And get it up, Mulege. Yo, Mother Son. Ah! Just, hey, Jesus, take your salvation. Guy. Your salvation. Hey, no, to sing that song. You just leave your salvation. Hey, God! Hey! Amen, amen. Sometimes when you just say, ah, God, why did I even leave it? Why are we doing this? Ah! You buy your talent, right? You have to leave that talent too. Whereas you don't know nothing in the Bible. You've been reading John 3:16 for 3 years. You've not seen anything there. Ah, but when you and get it open the job, my God. Guys, don't worry. Anytime you get any of you is doing wedding, we show our talent. Amen. Ah! Glory, glory, glory. You're doing birthday, or you are doing. No, we do birthday, but you must first score 85 in your exam. Then you do your birthday. Amen. Your pastor must give you a letter. Want to call friends. In this church, we have. Okay, it's not part of the rules of workers. Okay, now I'll add it to it. What you can do birthday in this church, and you have to call friends, you must have the approval of your pastor. That you look at it, okay, 85, 90, 92. Okay, good, good. Now you can go. Amen. Glory to God. In fact, your pastor will come. You see, Abu. Well, immediately you step into church, what will happen? Wrap your brain. Format it. And what? And sing the Holy Ghost. Come on, let's be fast. Verse 12 now. So be careful of your intercourse with the world. You cannot have the same, just like the man of God staying in my house. Yesterday. His birthday is still like next year. Still as fast next year. Really putting it on sale. Calm down. Ah! Emoji! What? 30 days ago. 29. Go and preach the gospel! 25. Ah! Finally, the day has come. Yes, you wake up that day. It's not that you wake up and your mouth will not be smelling. You still wake up, you see bait, you see dairy, everything. So, what? Water. Amen. You don't know what to say. Verse 12. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Wow, that's a lot. That means he was instructing them, he was correcting them, he was putting them, instructing them in the pattern in work of righteousness. And say, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou hast gave me, I have kept them, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition that is spirit will be fulfilled. 13. Sorry, leave that one for now. Not this topic. 13, and now I come to thee, these things I speak in the word that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. Let's read for him together. Want to go? And the world have hated them because they are not of the world, even as I'm not of the world. Amen. Glory to God. You know, some of you see love to flow, right? You just want to flow. No, they must not know that I'm reading the Bible. So therefore, that the Bible, some of you, if I just press your phone, if press recent. What's the first thing you see? Facebook, WhatsApp, Insta, Twitter, what? WhatsApp. What's that rubbish that down the giant show you? Hilary at 90 years old. Is that WhatsApp, right? WhatsApp. Yes. Snapchat. Then. You now see the Bible somewhere. So when you now click that Bible, can you just be loading? loading. Then it will crash. Bah! Well, you don't even know that the Bible is not working. It's there. Be careful. Just don't say, I just want to flow along. Have you, be sincere, who has been among some friends that just wish to, let me just, freestyle. Thank you. One, two, three. Just want to,
Must I show myself? Your friend said, I carried that baby yesterday. You see how she is. I'm saying, wow. You cannot say you carry babe because you didn't carry. Well, you want to say, I'm a man too, right? No, you're not a man, you're a cockroach. I'm a man. Amen. You see drunkards all around. They are not Savakwa. You are checking the percentage. You are crazy. No, say, no, me, no, I'm a believer. I've just mixed coke. You are crazy. Take it from me. Hey, Pastor, you say alcohol is. You are crazy. You are mixing coke with iniquity. Say, apple is a social event. Coke! For the devil. Come on. How do you know it's bitter, Pastor? Stand up. How do you know it's bitter? Jesus. Small stout. Say, Pastor, face your job. Verse 15. Let's see, Pastor, again for God and how she knows, how he knew. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from evil. Amen, amen. See, that's how, let me say, that is how God, you know, what I was trying to explain the other time. Like, what is God's part in this? It's that he saved you, yet you are in the fallen world. So this is how God keeps us from evil. Learning, teaching, evidence, correction, instruction, and also the inward witness. That is learning, teaching, evidence, correction, instruction, and the inward witness. Say, Pastor, no. I usually hang out with some homos, but I don't feel condemned. In the name of Jesus, receive the condemnation. Receive it now. Receive it. Oh, if you don't mean it, forget it. Oh, don't ask. Don't explain woman to somebody. Want to check your dictionary? Better receive the condemnation. If you say, I am God, no, they are, no, no, you know, we must not condemn them, so we must just flow. Eh? Amen, amen. So, you are kept from evil by right counsel. You are kept from evil by right counsel. Say, good pastoring is one of my inheritance in Christ. Good pastoring is one of your inheritance in Christ. Good pastoring, good discipleship is one of your inheritance in Christ. That's the point. It's one of the things you have in Christ. You are kept from evil by right counsel. Ephesians 4, verse 8 again. So, of course, a lot of you should know that already in this list. That wherefore is yet he ascended up on high. Ephesians 4 verse 8, he led captive to captive. He gave gift as men. Men are the gift he gave you. Now that he ascended, what is it there? But he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. Please don't miss tomorrow. He that descended is him also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. So verse 8 to 10 describe the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. Let me say, and he gave. So based on redemption, he gave some what?
apostles, some prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. See, my spiritual leaders are redemptive gifts to me. Write that down. It will come out in one exam someday. My spiritual leaders are redemptive gifts to me too. What you have based on Christ is not just word of knowledge, word of wisdom, Holy Ghost. You also have teachers. You have apostles. You have prophets. You have men to grow you up, men to make you better. So ministry gifts are one of the results of the resurrection of Christ. They are one of the results of the resurrection of Christ. So when we are instructing you like this, take it to heart. Take it to heart. Plenty WhatsApp groups. What are you doing all over there? Your primary school, you are there. Nursery school, you are there. KG, you are there. Everyone, alumni, you are there. They talk John, talk Jack, talk, post. All you need to do is to post nudity twice anywhere, just twice. First time I will assume your brain is spiking. Second time you are going. I need this mind to serve God. Amen. We need it to serve God. It must be sane. Ministry will not move forward if I have junks in the head. It will not. It cannot. I will not be able to pray. But it's the graphics that I saw on your stills of the night. What are we thinking about? Amen. Are you with me? Say the mind is important. So, information is truly power. Eh? So reduce that influence. Reduce the influence of the word over you. Reduce it. That's why I think our meeting in church is almost every day. We meet almost every other day. It's so that, as I've done all your plenty in the day, what do you do in church? We prune you again, we format you, cleanse you by the watching of the word and acting. Verse 16. They are not of the world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. John 17. Please, we must finish this chapter. Then I say a few things. Then we close. No good news. I've just received confirmation that Pastor Seku will be coming very soon. Amen. And I'm planning how he will both bless us and bless Kaduna. Amen. So when we are like when we are done here, we all go to that train station. We march to Kaduna again together. Amen. Glory to God. And bless them. Such work, right? Hallelujah. Verse 16. So we discuss that after service. They are not of the world. Amen. Even as I am not of the world. When will you accept this reality? That's the point. He's saying you are not. You are saying, Jesus, now, don't you know who I am? I am the Bado of Africa. You are not of the world. Hallelujah. I am. Pastor. Jesus, I have talent too. If I enter that club, everyone will be healing. Yeah. Mama care. You are not of the world. You have a new reality. Amen. Praise God. So don't forget where you are from. Don't you know at times you are like one in a thousand? Let me explain to you. At times, where you are, maybe in your place of work, or maybe in your home, at times, let me tell you the truth, the gospel truth, there are times in a 10-kilometer radius or 10-kilometer circumference from where you are the only one thinking of about God there. 10 kilometers. That means, don't be upset, radius, right? And if you are here, measure 10 kilometers of a radius, then we now draw a circle right there, and you are in the center of the circle. In that 10 kilometer, at times you are the only one praying. At times you are the only one in tongues. At times you are the only one studying your Bible. You are different. You are different. Amen. Go out now. You see the plenty old ups. Where are they going? Going home to see my family. Going home to going to bar. Going to club. Looking for a girl. It's Friday. Hey, I know. Hey, how do you know? It's influence, right? Okay, is it in the Bible that you saw that every Friday something happens? Is it? Influence is everywhere. It's influence.
It's everywhere. How do you know? That Friday. Why didn't you say it's Friday? Did you?
Amen, amen.
Say, I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. So you are a light, and nothing is strong enough to pull you down. All the darkness in the world cannot intimidate a little light. All the darkness in the world cannot intimidate your light. So you are born to influence them, not the other way. Yeah. All the darkness is not enough to darken you. You are born to influence them, not the other way. So I beg you, minimize those and hang out. Minimize it. Don't do things without restraint. Don't do things without restraint. Shows. Let them say you are too boring. Tell them. When they say you are too boring, tell them that this is why I will be able to heal you when you are sick. Let them say you are too dull for our liking. Tell them the day you are in depression, that is why I will be able to rescue you. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is why I will be able to push you out of hell. Please, if I'm not writing things, write this down. Our boringness is the focus factor. That boringness, that is the focus.
So we stand strong and perfect. We stand in God's will. Yeah. We are men spiritually. Oh, focus in.
17, John 17:17. Now sanctify them through thy word, through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. This is not a done work. This is what is happening right now. Your mind with the truth of God's word. Mix your mind with your reality. This is not what is done when you believe the gospel. This is what we do as you learn the word of God. Mix your mind with your reality. Mix your attention. This is progressive. Mix your mind, your attention with God's word. How can a young man make his ways upright? Giving heed to the word. And what is the word? Don't forget where we are coming from. Salvation through faith in Christ. So God wants your mind to be filled with salvation through faith in Christ.
Don't get tired. Please, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. will be here. A.m., not p.m. A.m., Saturday. I've not done that in a while. We'll be doing some serious marathon work tomorrow. It will be awesome. We'll look at things of the Spirit. Look at, like, conservation. Look at serious topics. And trust me, you'll be blessed. John 17:18. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. Say, I'm sent. Say, I'm a man on a mission. You are sent. You are a man on a mission. So you don't have so much layer as others. Oh, no, you are a man on a mission. I'm not paying over $500,000 for a trip abroad one day. And after paying, I say, I'm not going. Then you lose your money. I say, leave the money. I'm not going. I say, this time, I will bless 2-3 people. So I'm not going. See, let what bothers you be the kingdom. Personally, that's what bothers me. That you come to understand God's word. That one day, peace should be preaching like me and more than me. That's what is in my head. That's what I think about. And my sister, one day, she stopped looking like a vegetable. Amen, amen. And when she, and then one day I see you praying and your heart is dead, not praying, and you look like they are forcing you. Praise God. For instance, how do you feel when you see believers that are backward in knowledge? Something should eat you. This is my duty. Verse 19. How do you feel when you see men in active rebellion? Verse 19. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also we shall believe on me through thy word, that they all may be one as thou, Father, art in me, and I indeed, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. Amen. Say one mind, one gospel. Say one mind, one gospel. Say my mind is one with the gospel of Christ. Say my mind is one with my reality. Let your mind be one. Thank you. Ephesians 4 verse 1. Verse. Let your mind be one. See, pray for them that we believe that they may be one, that they may have one mind. He's not talking about one type of sentimental unity. He's talking about that your mind may agree with your reality. Now you might know that you are not like everybody else there. That you might come to walk as you ought to walk. There is yet something called the Christian walk. Grace is not yes, everything goes. No, there's something, yet something called the Christian walk, the Christian commitment, the Christian consecration. Amen. Ephesians 4 verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called. Verse 2. You know something is in verse 1. You know, Paul actually called himself a prisoner of the Lord. Amen. Amen. So if you interpret that to somebody, what is he talking about? Ministry, right? That means I'm bound for this. Or just interpret this in context. For example, in salvation right now, you must not call yourself a prisoner in salvation. But in ministry, I am bound by this. Say, woe is me if I preach not the gospel of Christ. Thank you. Verse 2, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Verse 4 to 6, as loud as possible, let's read together. Yes, there is one body and one spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your... How many hope of your calling? One. Say one hope. One. Say not plenty hopes. One. Say one hope, Neo. Don't say, I'm a Christian. Because I'm a Christian, it's because we rule Nigeria. You have different hope. Say one hope. I'm a Christian. Yeah, by my Christian anointing, I will become that good. Say one hope. Okay, next verse. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. One God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Amen. Glory to God. Say we have no excuse to believe different things. One hope. One. I should not be more spiritual than you. It should be one mind, one persuasion. Your pastor should not be more. Just say, this is for pastors. This is for men. You have the same calling. You have the same mindset. In Christ, we are to be one in mind. Verse 22 of John 17. Go back to John 17. Come on. Let's see if I can finish in 15 minutes. Come on. And the glory which thou givest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. Amen. Now see 23 slowly. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know. Say that the world may know. Say we prove a point to the world. That's a point. When you are doing miracles, you are proving a point to the world. When you are preaching the gospel, you are proving a point to the world. That is the evidence there, the reproof, evidence. You prove it. This is who I am. Don't be on embarrassment. You are talking like somebody that does not have a say. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, glory to God. So you are the one to influence the world. That the world may know that thou, look at your Bible, don't look at me. That thou hast sent me and thou lovest me as thou hast loved me. That thou lovest them as thou hast loved me. Say God loves me. Say he cares for me. Say he cares for me. Don't allow things to make you, he cares for you. And in that, in appreciating that care, you yes, see his supplies. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Go to 1 Corinthians 15:33. So you are the one to influence the world.
The bulk of time you spend with them is either official or to influence them. The bulk of time you spend with them is either official or to influence them. That's the point. It's not for you to copy them. You have nothing to copy from them. They are not your phone. The word is your phone. Amen. Prayers is your phone. Amen. Exam is your phone. And then you feel boring. Just say, Pastor, set some exams for me. Amen. Hallelujah. You must love this thing, though. Stephen, you don't go to school. You don't write to finish workers in trade. One lie. At least I report to IFL. I know you respect that one. Thank you. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Don't think I can nothing. I cannot do it. Now what? Can go to that church, go to this church, go to that, go to that, go to that. I have nothing. I know how to sieve the what? Wheat from the chaff. I will pick the rice, I will throw away the stone. You will not really show stone. You will eat gravel. Your stomach is big and you run to for deliverance. Amen, amen. Glory to God. If you have stomach issues, you are healed in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. So don't say we can. No, no, don't do that. Don't do that. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. So the learning in Christ is to avoid evil communication. Don't say I can undo it. You cannot undo it. Oh, even Jesus cannot undo it. You know? Don't say I can undo it. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Don't put your head in with where you don't believe what they are saying. Because you are looking for something. Thank you. 34. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. So he's talking about knowledge, talking about what is being said. I speak this to your shame. Amen, amen. Praise God. You know, some personally, at times I see some people. This person, Asha, let me just tell you. I don't tell people. Some people, for me to wish them happy birthday. I feel like I'm compromising the gospel. What's it like? People I know that they ought to be in ministry. Now put on bija. Oh, celebrate God with me. Life is good. Life is not good. Life is life. Let me put I saw that sincerity talk. Now seeing you, he has not blow. No, he has blow. You're not saying once in a month in church. Pastor, say happy birthday to me. For me to say happy birthday is rebellion. I am offending God. Because God will not tell me happy birthday. Amen. So be careful. The word is just like do something now. Put a sermon. Share a sermon on Facebook or some or stuff. Or just say okay, 4 likes, 3 likes. Or put a picture. Oh, best day in Eiffel Towers. We think it is a post of Pastor Nanka Pastor Nanka is no small. You see 1,000. Wow, the Lord is good. Wow, see His glory on your life. You shared someone yesterday. Nobody sent you. To tell you that. So if you are the type that every day you post three pictures per second on Instagram. See me. You are. Oh, this is true. Can't you see it? This one. Oh, see, it's my best day. Oh, you see immediately. Put honoring God with your thoughts. Part 1 and 2. Oh, see, I escape. No. Amen. Praise God. And it was actually, that's what me. I was out of the country for months. I didn't post one picture. Right. Wow. The glory of God. Say, wow, God is good. Keep shining, brother. When I put a picture of me in Iluabo, in those states, preaching, me and Pastor Jolan. Like, hello. Mm. I'm not a say I'm not a fan of the world. Say I'm not looking for their fancies. Say Francis. I didn't know how to put his name. So you're not looking for fan. You know that you're a fan. Amen. Say I'm not looking for fancy. Fan. Don't look for fancy. I know you are fine. Don't look for fancy. No? Relax. Amen. Praise God. Because you will give them, you are feeding their rebellion. Don't, at least don't be part of it. I'm not saying don't post picture. No, I post picture. I'm not saying that. But don't be, don't allow it to, some of you are so, unsafe. I said, don't worry. Pastor, I know what I will do. I will put a picture. I will now put a post. Scripture. You know what we will do? People just look at your picture, the post, scroll. Yes. Skip that one. Amen, amen. Praise God. So wash it, okay? Wash it. Wash it. Wash it. See people in, go back to Ephesians 6. See people in embassy. Time. I must enter this country. I must enter this country. Christians. Black, big Niger. So big bro. Foolish brother. I said it. You come and beat me. Foolish brother Niger. You wonder how are we able to maintain this place. This is why we are able to maintain our head in ministry. This is why. One day I post some big brother. Pastor said, no now. I do remember. No now. Abba, it's not that bad. We can learn. What do you say you can learn from the house? See, there are some activities they give them. There are things you can learn equal for me. Are you high? Enter YouTube. You will see good things. Anything you want to learn, web design, you will see it there. Just put it on YouTube. They give them clothes. So you want to know how to sew clothes. Just say you like the clothes, the skimpy, So they can analyze everyone. Like they will they will predict the one that will sleep with another on the show. I can't say a Christian. And say you cannot heal somebody in your name. How will you heal somebody? You can't. You can't. In fact, you will give it on sickness. Sorry, that is legalism anyway. I've repented now. Some of you still have issues we are battling with in your own health. Watch it. I learned that from Moyo. Say you are trusting God for healing and you are watching Super Story. Super Story. So be careful. Anything. My cousin is coming from America. My cousin is coming. Some of them, their cousin will sleep. They will sleep with them. Be careful. Does anybody come from abroad? Pastor, why are you in church? Pastor, he just came from abroad. Is it Jesus? Come to church. Bring him to church. I've told you, don't have any friend that cannot follow you to church. It's impossible. It's impossible. Come on, greet me in my house. Yeah, it's time for church. I know. I just came to relax. Yeah? You relax with captain outside.
Oh, God. Amen. Okay, so back to where we started from anyway. Say doctrine teaches us how to do what we do. Amen. That's the point. Doctrine teaches us how to do why we do what we do too. Doctrine teaches us. For instance, why should I treat my employees well at work? Doctrine teaches us. Ephesians 6, verse 5. I'll be fast now so we can close soon. Servants, be obedient to your own. Be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in singleness of heart, as unto Christ. You can see, he used their reality to tell them to obey their masters, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of the Lord, doing the will of God from the heart, with goodwill, doing service as unto the Lord, not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be born or free. Verse 9, you masters, do the same unto them for bearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Philippians 2 verse 1. Philippians 2 verse 1. Why should I be humble, for instance? So, what I just showed you, that why should I treat like, you use doctrine to tell people to act right. You just want to tell servants that are born again, and maybe Abraham has a big factory, and somebody in this church is also working in the factory. When I say, because you are in the same church, okay, you will come to work at 9 o'clock. Where are you now? Oh, we are in the VG. He said you serve him as unto Christ. So you use the same reality that we have in Christ. What? To tell him to act right. Out of humility. Why should I be humble? See Philippians 2 verse 1. If there be any consolation in Christ, if there be any comfort of love, look at the Bible. Fellowship of the Spirit, any boys and mercy, fulfill my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of the same mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. For in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Amen. Verse 4, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Verse 5, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Can see? You want to tell them to just be of the same mind, be meek, to accommodate people, no strife. Say, let the mind in Christ, let it be in you. Verse 6, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery, but transition to be equal with God. Verse 7, but made himself of no reputation, and look upon him the form of a servant. So he took upon him, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion of a man. What has he described? What has he described between verse 6 and verse 8? Incarnation, right? Be following Bible. Please, incarnation. So, he humbled himself and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross. That is what is death, right? Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, right? What's that? What is verse 9? Resurrection. That the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, in earth, and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Amen. So, how did he instruct us to be humble, to be meek, to accommodate people? Through our reality. See, our reality in Christ is a tool of correction. Is a tool of correction. So, for instance, why should I honor my body? Why should I treat myself well? Because you are God's own. Because you belong to God. Not for pride's sake. Because you belong to God. Hallelujah. Because you belong to God. Why can't you consider the son of Dangote in marriage? Amen. Praise God. Because you belong to God. You belong to God. Like I said, why can't you consider the son of a rich man? If you honor God with your mouth, you must also honor him with your body. That's the point. Since you honor God with your mouth, you must also honor him with your body. I wrote something in my note. I would rather marry a poor believer than a rich temple of idols. See then. I would rather marry a poor believer. Question is, are you writing that? Please write it. And for you, maybe you could write, I'd rather marry not a not too fine unbeliever. Than a rich temple of idols. No. Say doctrine changes my values. That's the point. It changes the rules. It changes the rules. Hallelujah. I don't think anymore as worldly men will think. That's the point. I don't think anymore as worldly men will think. Praise God. Some spiritual brothers, they are very, only God knows their issue. They will see God fearing ladies in church. They say, no. They are looking for a monkey. I was like, no, they are doves. They are calm. They are looking for a monkey.
Because of me that has experience with Satan. Amen. Let me not read what I wrote in my notes. Yeah, don't worry, I will get a field now. Pastor, I am the man of the house. I will get a field. Very soon, you know that you are the mouse of the house. You are the rat of the house. Damn, the man of the house. I will get. But no, it's subtle. I'm actually sincere. If it's ladies that even care more about not marrying the wrong person. You know? The brothers, just Larry, you just go. Say, you just come and tell me, Pastor, there's a lady I met on evangelism. Mm. The one in membership training, you didn't see her. Now someone on evangelism, fresh! Fresh rebellion. Amen. This one, this one will really give me the experience. You will see the devil. Not you. But I know that you will, you know. You. Thank you, man of God. Amen, amen. Praise God. If you cannot honor God in your decisions as touching non-spiritual things, you are in love with the world. You cannot honor God in your decisions as touching non-spiritual things, you are in the love, you are in love with the world. That's the point. You must honor God in your decisions as touching non-spiritual things. Ah, Pastor, I like her. But no, she's born again, but all these ministry things, she doesn't like it so much. That's the story of our old is it keyboards. Amen. You marry a lady and the lady will take you for ministry. Not today. Talk about that later. Please write this down. One common trait of men in rebellion is sexual sins. Sexual sins. It's either they are doing it or talking about it or watching it or reading news about it or hearing this about it. I should recap. It's either they are doing it or talking about it or watching it or reading news or hearing this about it. It's a threat of men in rebellion. You have friends that they are so loose, and you see them, and you say, Pastor, I have this issue. I have this issue in my church. You know, whatever happens to me, my church. You have issues with people. Oh God, it's bad. I say, a lot of Christians, they will experiment every other thing. They will not leave one. They will not say, I'm back, Sorry, oh God. No, it's love not the one. Eh? I must be a bit rude to you. Yeah. No, you all those ones. It's not peculiar to Christianity. Do you know? Okay, do you hear what I said initially? Don't worry. Don't hear it. You go to nightclub. You do this, do that. But I don't. I'm not doing anything. Eh? I'm in a virgin. No. You are not. You are a mosquito. Your mind is gone too. Your mind is already gone. You're not saying, yeah. That is pride, self. Okay. My husband must meet me out. No, he will meet you in abroad. You get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Don't give your mind to Satan and you are saying you are giving your body to God. It's a lie. I've taught you already from James 4 that adultery and adulteress in that place talks about your intercourse with the world. Magazine, sex, everything. That's all you read. Notes. That's all you read. What? YouTube. No, you know where you go. You must enter your password because you are above what? Because how do you know? Ask me again. You will not enter. You will not say confirm your age, right? And take it to XX extra. You are there 1 year, and you don't know that there is a prince of the power of the air around you. Amen. Praise God. Wash it. Wash it. First Corinthians 10. Ahead of a, you know, people can make idolatry for anything. Do you remember that thing that they said sold their virginity for how many million dollars? Ah, you don't know anything. Stupid pride. Sorry. Anyway. Let's just get the message. First Corinthians, come on. 10. Let's read from verse 1. Moreover, brethren, I will not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed under the sea. Verse 2. Want to go, everybody? Yes. And did all eat the same spiritual meat? Yes, Paul. But with many of them was God not well pleased, but they were overthrown in the wilderness. Verse 6. Neither be ye idolaters, as were some of them, as is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. 8. Neither let us tempt Christ, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpent. Verse 10. Now all this happened unto them for examples, and they were written for admonition, upon whom the end of the world are come. Yes, 12. Yeah, no temptation taking you, but that is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. Amen, amen. Say the way of escape that God provides is through my makeup. Hallelujah. Say my makeup includes understanding, includes knowledge. Thank you. Thank you. That's it. So, it's your makeup. It's your makeup. It's not that God measures the temptations that each of us can bear and not give you. No, that's not your God. Say, God's Spirit in me. God's Spirit in me is God's assurance that I will live for Him. That's the point. The Spirit in us. The Spirit is in you. You are a son of God. Nothing takes you down. So focus on that reality. Amen? Focus on that reality. Last scripture today, Romans 6. Focus on that reality. Last scripture. Come on, open. Focus on that reality. Focus on it. And your actions will never surprise you. You have the Spirit of God. You have ministry gift. You have instruction. You have godly counsel. Focus on that reality and your actions will never surprise you. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans 6:22. Then we'll read Romans 8:1-2. Then we'll be done. Rakim, help me. Romans 6:22. Then Romans 8:1-2. Then we'll be done. Glory, glory, glory. Amen, amen. Are you with me today? No, it's not only about we are still teaching salvation, right? Amen. We are teaching all this in Christ in salvation. This is doctrine. This is learning. This is the foundation. The foundation is salvation. On foundation, we build good works. On foundation, we don't build morality outside the foundation. That is self-righteousness. Are you with me? Why are you not doing rubbish? I don't like it. I follow myself. I carry myself. You are carrying rebellion. Yeah, I belong to God. Simple. Amen. Hallelujah. Say, I belong to God. Amen. Romans 6:22. Let's read together. Come on. But now, want to go loudly? Yes. But now, come on again. But now, being made free from sin, I become a servant of God. I have my fruit unto holiness. And my hand, everlasting life. Hallelujah! Yeah. Romans 8:1-2. Amen, amen. This also is your reality. It's your reality. Don't say, I cannot say no. You can say no. Amen. You are taught of God to say no. See, man, you see, how should you have 5 unbelievers on the list of your toasters? Where do you go? Amen. When that drops, what do you call it? Ish hiking? Where do you go? Where do you meet them? Hallelujah. Of course, I know that some people can just be stupid, but I'm not you. But at least be sane. And do you know that some people outside there, it is still there they are looking for? Say, they are looking for some. Now, after they are done with all the rubbish, they are looking for a in Christ girl. Not your own in Christ. I mean, not your own decency. Amen, amen. Amen. Tell that. Okay, now you are looking for a decent girl. You say, me, I'm not decent. This is why I'm decent. Oh, I am fire. Amen. If you want to go next first, follow me to KB. We are going next 2 weeks. Amen. Amen. When you are done with KB, you cross to where? Taraba State. We preach. Then we come back here. And after you have done everything, you will come and meet a man that will not even tell you thank you. After your journey, he will act you on top. Amen, amen. See, that is the type of lady you want to marry. Are you ready? Tell him, I don't do Friday at home. Amen. Tell him, all the 7 days of the week, I spend one, only one at home. That is maybe Tuesday night. Amen, amen. Say, are you still ready? Amen, amen. Glory to God. Now, not just in Christ. Christ is in me. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. No, it's not you that someone is just use sweet stocks. Get out. Take your money. Take your Benz and go away. Say, my pastor has a bicycle. Go. Amen. Glory to God. Things don't tempt you. Not you. You know you are. You know what tempts you? Someone that is scoring 89 exam. Ah! In fact, you be the one to say, brother, let's be talking now. Amen. Glory. Amen. I didn't say anything. Amen. Romans 1. Amen. Amen. No, brother, Kim scored 95 in the last exam. Amen. Glory. Amen. Romans 8, 1 and 2. That's a joke. Amen. But not, sorry, there is therefore now, amen, no condemnation to them which are in what? Christ Jesus, amen, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free, amen, from the law of sin and death, amen. Glory. Amen, amen. So confess your reality, amen. In the face of temptation, say it. Don't think it. Be verbal, be vocal, be loud, be daring. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Be vocal, be loud, be daring. You say, oh, thank you, Elijah, but I don't feel like drinking. I don't feel like going up. No, say I'm a believer. I belong to God. I'm endorsed by the Spirit of God. His thoughts are my thoughts. His actions are my actions. Amen. Say, sir, any day you are sick, call me back. Someone is trying to lure you. You say, sir, if you are sick or you are depressed, call me back. Hallelujah. I will heal you. Glory, glory, glory. I'm serious. Tell them. See, guys, see, don't say, don't help. I can offer you right now. But I know you are not ready to listen to the ghost. But if you are sick, you know God still love you. Just call me. I will heal you on the phone. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Come on, say I'm a believer. I belong to God. I'm indwelt by the Spirit of God. His thoughts are my thoughts. His will is my will. His actions is my action. Huh? Glory to God. Just do our sound. His thoughts are your thoughts. Amen, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Just be in your feet, just worship God. Oh, our makeup is wonderful. Amen. Our makeup overcomes all temptations. We are taught of God to act correctly. Amen. Oh, my take a bowl, man, and I'll stick a bit of those. Reina now, stogo, vate, kevis, tagabata. Amen, amen. Kata, zapi, lastege, bilara, stege, those. Your makeup is wonderful. Amen. Nanani Zoka Teke Kali Rose Togo Bite Stada Ranana, just sing in the Holy Ghost. Thank God for your makeup, amen. You are not the one that struggles, amen. Hola Pasa Papa Papa Papa. Let them call it any name. Homosexuality, lesbianism, masturbation. Not you. You are in Christ. You are in Christ.
Yapi gada. Ro pa 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 pa.